الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أصابكم من مصيبة فبما كسبت أيديكم ويعفو عن كثير. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Musibat, which Allah Ta'ala refers to in this ayat, problems, difficulties, all of us experience. Whether it is in our personal life, also there are some problems. Some people's problems are bigger than others. And whether it is in our family, in the community, and today in the whole ummah also, we know what a patch the ummah is going through, what difficulties and what problems, hardships, what attacks on Islam, etc. So one aspect is, unfortunately, which is the most common and which is the most popular, is just to talk about the problem. Everywhere we are talking whatever the problem is. And that is not the solution to the problem. Just talking, the solution is the solution. Not just talking about the problem. Yes, we have to be aware of the problem, what is the problem, but not just that we're discussing the problem all the time. And then, what is very important also, to try and understand, get to the bottom of it, what are the causes of the problem. In there also, we are wasting a lot of our time. We are attributing it to some conspiracy theories. We are contributing it. We are saying it is from the enemies, etc. Whereas for a mu'min, everything is from Allah Ta'ala. Everything what happens is from Allah Ta'ala. And why these problems? And Allah Ta'ala doesn't just give problems to anyone and everyone just for nothing. Allah Ta'ala says clearly in the Quran Sharif, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. Allah will do no problem, give you no azab. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ. If you do two things, إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. If you are thankful to Allah Ta'ala, and you have iman on Allah Ta'ala, that is, you live a proper deeni and a life. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. Allah Ta'ala is shakir. Allah Ta'ala, how can Allah make our shukr? But Allah appreciates so much if we are obedient to Allah Ta'ala. Allah, na'uzu billah, is not there to cause us problems. Just for nothing, give this person this problem, that person that problem, that person that problem. No, but the little bit we do of good, Allah appreciates it and gives us much more also. And Alima, Allah is fully aware of whatever anyone does. We can do it in complete privacy, and in fact that has more greater effect by Allah Ta'ala. When a person does it with complete sincerity, nobody knows about it. A person can do things in public also and with sincerity, but normally when it's complete privacy, then there is normally more even sincerity. So Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of what we do. So the causes of the problem which we are attributing to other people. A very beautiful example is given, that even a dog, if you throw a stone at a dog, or you hit the dog with a stick, the dog won't attack the stick or the stone. It also knows that the person who threw it, I must go and attack that person. So all our halat and conditions are coming from Allah Ta'ala. And what we have to do, not na'uz billah, we don't go and attack Allah. But Allah isn't, as in this ayat Allah has explained, that Allah doesn't send unnecessary problems. It is that whatever we do, this goes up to Allah Ta'ala. If it's good, then Allah sends good conditions for us. And if we send disobedience of Allah, bad things, disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah sends such conditions down on us. So the basic thing, if we can understand, the causes of the problem are our actions which we are sending, our vices, which Allah says clearly in this ayat, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ, that whatever problem, difficulty comes to you, فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ, what you have done yourself, what you have earned with your hands, what you have done. And Allahu Akbar, Allah is so merciful. Together with that, Allah says, وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. And Allah on His own, without asking us forgiveness, Allah on His own forgives كثير. And Allah's kathir, only Allah knows how much kathir that is. How much Allah is forgiving us. Really, if Allah had to take us to task, even for a little bit of what wrong we are doing, we won't even be able to exist. Allah Ta'ala is just forgiving us wholesale in huge, huge amounts. That, for example, days, just consider how my, or perhaps all of us, our eyes, we use them wrongly. They fall on wrong things. And for example, on other women that we shouldn't be looking at. Or for example, with our eyes, we look down upon somebody. We look for the faults of somebody. If Allah had to take us to task, all of us should be sitting blind here. If Allah should punish us for the wrongs that we have done with our eyes, but Allah is forgiving us. With our brains, how many wrong things we think. What bad things. If Allah had to take us to task for everything, we'd be all mad people. Our brains should be dearranged. We shouldn't be in order. Allah is forgiving us. With our legs, how many wrong things we have done. We have gone to wrong places. If Allah had to take us to task, we all should be crippled. We should be paralyzed. But Allah wa ya'fu an kathir. So basically, if we can understand, and the ummah, all of us can understand the causes of the problem we are attacking, where we see it's coming from. Whereas it is coming from Allah Ta'ala, and Allah doesn't just send haphazardly anything to us. It is what we are sending, our amal, our action. So what is the solution to it? We have to correct ourselves. We correct ourselves. And if every individual can become conscious that I am the cause of the problem. Today, generally, when these problems are spoken about, whoever speak about it, people with philosophical minds, people with great knowledge of deen, people with knowledge of dunya, of anyone, normally we are finding fault with other people. Other people are doing wrong, and that is why the problems are here. Very, very seldom will we find somebody that he finds fault with himself. I am the cause of the problem. Whereas we find amongst the righteous and the pious all along the history of Islam, whenever such problems came which affected especially the whole ummah, they blamed themselves. Especially those who were in leadership, the umara, the khulafa of the time, they said it's we, because of us, these conditions have come and people are suffering. And not only people, animals, for example, droughts come. Now animals don't get water to drink also. Floods come, and even animals die in there. Insects, and how many of them just die? And really the real cause of it is our own actions. And just to understand, which is also very easy, just when the lockdown happened, all of us must be remembering that one isolated incident in America where a policeman brutally beat up one person. And then, that was one incident, but it spiraled, and the whole of America, all the states, the effect of it went. The whole of America, North, South, Europe, everywhere it spread. So the action of one person, and how many people had to suffer from it. So just like that, our one action, and in privacy, my guna, that is the cause of these problems. And Allah Ta'ala, Allah ke yaha deer hai and dheer nahi. Allah Ta'ala doesn't take us to task immediately. But Allah Ta'ala is not a blind system by Allah that anyone just does what he wants to and things just carry on and there is no retribution. There is no punishment. No, and Allah gives a lot of chance also. Allah doesn't take us to task immediately. We do wrong, like for example, to understand it easily, we are filling the glass. We have started filling the glass, the water doesn't overflow. But you keep on filling, keep on filling, keep on filling, it has come to the brim now. and you're still filling, now it overflows. So our gunas also, we're committing gunas, disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, and no tawbah we are making. We're not even thinking I'm sinful. And we're just committing the gunas. Allah doesn't take us to task until it comes to a certain level. And now it overflows. Then we are now taken to task. May Allah save us. So, but it is for us to understand. And for many of us, we feel, but what wrong am I doing? For example, I'm a Mawlana. Our titles also deceive us. I'm a Hafiz, I'm a Qari, I'm a Tablighi, I'm a Sufi, whatever it is. But really, if we go and check ourselves, it's just the outward front. Inside, what is in our heart? For example, we take one thing, our namaz. How much of concentration have we got in namaz? For concentration is still far. How many of us, that our outward postures, when we raise our hands, we are not raising them correctly, according to sunnah. When we are fastening them, we are not fastening them. Just as a habit, what we are doing. Our legs are not four fingers apart facing qibla, generally. We are not standing in jamaat namaz properly on the saf. We are not closing the gaps also. So how many, just our outward, our eyes, where we are supposed to look when we are standing, when we go in ruku, in sajda, how many of us? When we make salam, our niyat must be that the kiram and katibin, the farishtas who are on our shoulder, each one of us ask us, do we even think of them? We just make our salam and we are thinking somewhere where we are thinking. So we are engaged in the greatest ibadat. But in there also, how many faults we have got. And that's the outward form of namaz. And yet the sad part, I don't feel I'm guilty. I feel I'm still, others are guilty. Others are doing wrong. And so the whole of our, then the inside of namaz, the concentration and devotion, that we know how weak we are. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that in all our matters we understand and realize that I am faulty. And nobody can in any case make Allah's ibadat as it is supposed to be made. Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself declared, nobody will enter Jannah but by the mercy, rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha asked, wala anta ya Rasulullah, aw kama qal, that not even you, O Allah's Rasul. He said, not even me. Because who can make Allah's ibadat as Allah's ibadat is supposed to be done? It's just Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam declared, ma abadnaka haqqa ibadati. Oh Allah, we could not fulfill, make your ibadat as it is supposed to be made. And that is still afterwards. Ma arafnaka haqqa ma'rifatik. We haven't even got your ma'rifat. We haven't understood who Allah Ta'ala is. And all this, one other big guna, we have made no effort to correct our namazes also. Each one of us think that how much time in my life have I taken out to correct my namaz. As students of deen, we have learned the masail of namaz. But how much have we applied it in our lives? For example, one common question that if we have to ask now, that the dua after drinking water, what is the dua? Most of us will know. The ulama will know, the students will know, even those who are not ulama, all will know. Alhamdulillah illadhi saqani azban furatan bi rahmatihi wa lam yaj'alhu milhan ujajan bi dhunubina. But now ask ourselves, my whole life, did I even read it one time? Knowing is one thing, we are learning in the madrasa about namaz, but to practice it, did we read it one time also? So we are very, very weak, and the faults that are in us are innumerable. So the starting point of the solution of the problem is me, myself first. I have to first acknowledge I am wrong. Just like, for example, we know with a drug addict, the starting point is usually they are in denial that I'm not on drugs, etc. But when he accepts I've got a problem, now you can start treating. Now you can help the person. Until a person doesn't accept I've got a problem, I'm all right, He's not going to turn to himself. He'll look for other people. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it that we understand this first point, that tawbah istighfar. And with tawbah and istighfar, Allah loves it so much that our namaz, which is the greatest ibadat and the greatest teacher in the ummah was Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the greatest student in the ummah Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam taught him namaz, how to make namaz, and the dua right at the end of namaz is one dua we read, Allahumma khfirli wa li walidayya. But the sunnah dua is, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Oh Allah, I've done a very great wrong on myself. Now if we go and see it outwardly, you made namaz. And whose namaz? Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala's namaz. And who taught him namaz? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, that at the end of namaz, Ya Allah, I did not fulfill the rites of namaz. I was very, very far. I've done a great wrong. So, tawbah, istighfar, even on our namaz, if we learn. And we are such, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that even on our tawbah istighfar, we have to make tawbah istighfar. Because even when we are making tawbah, we are still thinking of gunas also. And the conditions of tawbah to come out of the guna, to determine, to resolve, I will never commit the guna again. And to realize that it was wrong what I did. Today that admission that I am wrong is very, very little in us. In front of others, our pride perhaps won't ever allow us to tell somebody, I am wrong. But even to ourselves, between us and Allah, at least there let us admit, Ya Allah, I am totally wrong. I've committed great, great gunas, and I'm involved in guna. And without your mercy, there is no way out for me. It is only if you shower your mercy upon me. So the first thing is this admission and realization. And this is in all matters. Those of us who are still youngsters, not married, think of our relationship with our parents. How not have we fulfilled the rights of our parents? We are very, very negligent in that also. And Allah Ta'ala puts the rights of the parents together with His rights. Where Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا. Must only worship Allah Ta'ala with that, on that level, so to say. Allah says, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And treat your parents not in a just way, not in a fair way, but ihsan, that is, in a way much more better, more higher than being fair and being kind. Bring ihsan on them. Even if they do wrong to you, you do good to them. That is ihsan, that you do good. And this doesn't only refer to youngsters, but we who are grown up, we also didn't just fall from the sky. We also all got parents. How much are we still good to our parents? Do we make dua for our parents? And ulama has written a beautiful point here, that where Allah Ta'ala says we must only make His ibadat, worship Him. And the greatest worship ibadat is our five times namaz, which is five times a day. And with that Allah said, treat your parents well. They say at least five times a day, make dua for your parents. Make salih dua, make dua. Now, whether we are youngsters or whether we are grown up, we are fathers, we are grandfathers, we are great grandfathers. But are we even making dua for our parents? They've got a great right upon us. Isali sawab for them, dua and maghfirat for them must be a regular feature in our lives. But still, I'm not wrong. I'm still right. So with regard to the husband-wife relationship, how many of us, what big, big problems there are. How the husband treats the wife, how the wife treats the husband. There are real huquq and rights. Islam has taught us all that. So in all our matters, first thing is to understand that I am the cause of the problem. I am faulty. I must make tawbah istighfar. And this tawbah istighfar, Allah loves it very, very greatly. It comes in the hadith. Those people who will find a lot of tawbah and istighfar, istighfar, in the Nama Amal record of deeds on the day of Qiyamah, they will be very, very fortunate. Allah loves those people. And really, those people, وَبِالْ أَثْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, that at Sihri time, those people who are making istighfar. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are these those people who have committed zina, stolen, drunk alcohol, etc.? He said, no, these are those people who are making ibadat. And then on their ibadat they are making istighfar. And Allah is praising those people that at every time they are making tawbah, istighfar, they are crying to those who are pious and righteous and who are making tawbah, istighfar. We who are open sinners, how much more mustn't we make tawbah? So that is one great solution if Allah can put it in our heart. Another very, very great solution is salawat, durood, sharif on Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever problems we are going through, they are because of the wrong we have done. And now Allah is sending His punishment, He's giving us a wake up call, He's making us alert, and these conditions which are coming are really to wake us up, they turn to Allah. Come back to Allah Ta'ala. So these conditions which are prevailing now and all the halat we are going, one of the greatest solution is Durood Sharif. Durood Sharif is that ibadah that Allah's rahmat pours down on those people. Wherever Durood is read in abundance, Allah's rahmat. So when Allah's rahmat comes, then there can be no la'anat there. Because once Allah's rahmat comes, then all the other things just vanish. They go away. Allah's punishment, Allah's being displeased with us, all our difficult conditions, they just go away. And Durood Sharif of all the ibadat is that ibadat which ulama have written, As-salatu ala nabi mustajabun qat. Durood Sharif on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is 100% accepted. Allah loves Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyone sending durood, Allah loves it very greatly. So it is so easy for us that we have been given, and to read durood sharif is so easy. We should read it with wuzu, facing qibla, etc. But even without wuzu, while we walking also, we must have a certain quota that we read, and read that sitting with adab, etc. But on and off, wherever we are driving, traveling in the car, on the in our business we are just sitting, or the phone we are waiting for somebody, be reading Durood Sharif. What a great ibadah. So that is also one great solution that will remove our problems. Another very, very great solution is sadaqah, to give charity. Allah loves this also very, very greatly. When a person gives sadaqah, and we don't, it's not necessary you have to give huge, huge amounts. Allah gives tawfiq, how much we are giving, our charity, our sadaqah, and mashallah, Muslims there, most by and large, our zakat we are giving, besides that also we are giving. And Allah loves this also very much. Sadaqah, it comes in the hadith, it will guarantee a person a good mort. And that is the, one of the most vital things in our life. That my mort must come on iman, I must get a good mort. That is the most vital thing. So sadaqah guarantees this. And at the same time, sadaqah guarantees you will be saved from a bad mort. From a bad mort, without iman, Allah protect us. A mort with iman, but with guna also. And in difficult conditions, hard conditions, by sadaqah, Allah Ta'ala will save us from a bad mort. With sadaqah, problems which have come already, which we are involved in, by sadaqah, Allah takes away those problems. And problems which are still coming, sadaqah stops those difficulties and hardships to come. And sadaqah, Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib, the Ahmed Barakatum say, give him 1 rand a day. In the Hadith Sharif, it comes a piece of a khajur. How much is a piece of a khajur? And we will feel, what can 1 rand do? What can half a khajur do for somebody? But For us it can't do much. Perhaps we can see what the value of a rain today, what the value of one of a half a khajur. How is somebody's hunger going to be satisfied with half a khajur? But don't look at that. Look at Allah. Allah becomes extremely happy even with just that. Allah Ta'ala becomes extremely happy. Where we can give more, give 5 rand, give 10 rand, wherever. So we should try and give sadaqah. So that is another great solution if we can involve ourselves in. Then a fourth solution is dua. Dua is not also just a formality, not a customary thing. Usually after, perhaps most of us, generally the ummah, those who are making namaz, the only time perhaps we make dua is after our farz namaz. Imam picks up his hands, we also pick up our hands. And then we are looking around, and then we are commenting on the imam's duas. And then if it's too long, we got a problem. If the imam made it too short, we got a problem. And but how lot are we making dua at that time? After farz namazes, duas are readily accepted by Allah Ta'ala. But are we making dua at that time? Or are we just keeping our hands and we just also looking around, not interested in anything? When the imam finishes, we also just finish. Besides that, how many of us are making dua? Turning to Allah Ta'ala. Dua is a great weapon Allah has given us. Dua is a great defense Allah has given us. Dua is a great offense Allah has given us. With dua, Allah Ta'ala, that is making our connection directly to Allah Ta'ala. What a great thing dua, and free of charge. Even a dumb person can make dua. Even a deaf person, so you don't need to be hearing, but Allah is accepting your dua. You are a deaf person, a dumb person. Even if you are in a state of napaki, you can make dua. Of course, with ghusl, with wudu, you make some ibadat, some tilawat, some zikr, some namaz, and then you make dua, much more is going to be accepted. So duas are also a great and free of charge for everyone. No distinction between poor and rich. You don't have to have passed a certain test in order to make dua. Allah has given it to everyone. And in fact, dua, even non-believers' duas also Allah. So much so, ulama say, shaitan's dua also Allah accepted. When he said, Ya Allah, give me a life till the day of Qiyamah. Allah granted that dua of his also. So even so, shaitan's dua also Allah. So where Allah will definitely accept our dua. The ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, somebody who made tilawat, he made some zikr, he gave some sadaqah, and now he makes dua, Allah will accept it. So these are really the solutions. So we must not focus much on the problems. We must know there are problems. But then see the causes, and that also not too much, focus on that, what, and then mainly work on the solution and the right solutions. Today generally we are working on the wrong solutions also, solutions which are prescribed to us by non-believers, by atheists, by people who got nothing to do with Allah Ta'ala and with deen. We follow those solutions. Solution, the greatest solution to everything which Allah has given us is the deen of Islam. And in the deen of Islam there are so many things. For example, Ayatul Kursi, protection. It is the solution. It is our means. Ayatul Kursi itself is not going to protect us. It is the means to bring Allah's rahmat and Allah's protection. Durood Sharif itself, the words are not going to protect us. But by that Allah's rahmat comes down. Allah is the doer only. And Allah gave us Salatul Hajah. We turn to Allah Ta'ala. Namaz is not going to protect. That is the asbab. Today we just can't accept that deen is a sabab. Only what dunya thinks. Still I don't take medicine. I make dua, Allah give me shifa. That doesn't make sense to me. I drink medicine, yeah, now I will get shifa. Hey, that we got any problem. Food I haven't got. Now it doesn't make sense to us that you're making dua for food. But what we feel, you must go and work, earn money, then you get. All the material asbab, we got full thrust. And the real asbab, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, no food, gone to the masjid, not to the bazaar place, making dua to Allah. Still no food, back to the masjid. Still no food, back to the masjid. So Allah give us tawfiq that the solutions we focus on and bring them in our life, may Allah accept and guide us to righteousness.